Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
So we see here in Ephesians 6, God encourages us to stand. How are we to stand? It's your stance. It's your outlook. It's knowing what God has done within your life. Ephesians 6 and verse 14, he says, stand in truth. He says, your waist girded about with truth, truth on the inside. And where your belt is, it's around your reproductive part. And God was saying, hey, come on, as he speaks about the belt of truth, is have truth on the inward part. God desires truth on the inward part. You can fool me, but you can't fool God. Have truth. I'll tell you, if you have truth and love truth, it's been one of my desires all my life. God, I don't want to be deceived. I want to love truth. Lead me in your truth. You're the way, the truth, and the life. How do we be led by truth? We must have a love for truth. And when you hear truth, you'll hear that ring of truth. It liberates, it brings life, brings freedom. And then he says, stand in righteousness, having the breastplate of righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ dwells within my life. It's not about how good I am. It's about how good he is and how merciful. I'm not worthy, but he has made me worthy. Then he says, stand in peace, your feet shod with peace. If you look behind you and all you see is turmoil, you need to stop and recalibrate your walk with God in Jesus' name. Now we get to today's teaching. Are you ready? Above all, above truth, above righteousness, around about you, above all, take the shield of faith, which you'll be able to extinguish or quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. What he's saying today, come on, you've got your belt of truth, you've got your righteousness, you've got your stance. Take the shield of faith. You might say, well, what's Paul speaking about when he says, take the shield of faith? And I did a bit of research of what the shields were like back in Paul's days, and they came up with a name. It's called the scutum, S-C-U-T-U-M. It may be pronounced some other way, but that's how it's spelled. And as I was reading this, how big was this shield that Paul's talking about? It's 1.5 meters tall, about a meter wide. So it's quite substantial. It's not kind of something small where you're hiding behind and hope the guy misses. No, it protects your whole body. 1.5 meters, you can easily crouch behind it, get your spear and sword happening beside it and those kind of things. It's very large is what I'm trying to say. And it's interesting that it's slightly curved. There it is there. And it's Steve Roberts behind it. And as you kind of look at this shield, it's got a large metal bulb at the front of it, and it's called the boss. And you look at this shield that's 1 meter high, beat around, slightly curved, got that bulb at the front. You got to look at it and you think, man, that gives you pretty good protection. Who would agree? Gives you pretty good protection. And because of the curve, it could deflect attacks without transferring the jolt to the holder. So it was a great piece of weaponry. And also, that if they're in battle line together, all these shields used to click together. So it protects you alone, but also together, man, we're a force to be reckoned with in Jesus' name. Like in your family, you click all those together. In church, you click all those together. But even individually, man, God's given you a weapon, and it's called the shield of faith. Now, the breastplate protects the vital organs of the heart and liver and those kind of things. It's defensive. But faith the shield of faith is not only defensive to protect, but you can move forward. You move forward with that shield, with that big bulb on the front, man, it puts the enemy off balance. God's given us something amazing, and it's called faith. By faith is the thing by which we overcome, in Jesus' name, the shield of faith. And I've got lots of favorite verses in the Bible, but this is one of them. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, and it reads like this. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. I want to say to you, whatever has been born of God in your life, your salvation, whatever faith touches in your life, and there's been a birth of something of the Spirit of God within your life, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is it? Our faith. I want to encourage us today, church. You have within your life the victory that will cause you to overcome. It's not your faith, it's His faith that has overcome. And you might say, oh, your faith is weak and puny. If you have a faith as big as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be uprooted, be cast in the sea, and it will happen. Don't look at the size of your faith. Look at the size of your God. Don't look at the size of your mountain. Look at the size of your God. And there's one thing about your faith. Mountains, pretty well, they are what they are. They're probably fully grown. But your faith is ever increasing. So what may defeat you today is not going to defeat you tomorrow. We've got an ever-living faith, an ever-increasing faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're not talking about something that's mystical and kind of hairy-fairy. When you have faith within your life, man, it's a substance. You can feel it. It has grip. It has traction within your life. And you might say, how am I so confident? I just know when I've got faith and when I haven't. When I haven't, you can blow me over. When I have, good luck to you. It turns us into a different person. And the Bible says this is the faith that overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your health, whether it's in your finance, whether it's in your walk with God, God has put faith within your life. Man, this is the victory that will overcome. Stand your ground and believe God. Also, it says, faith is spiritual. It's a universal defense against the enemy. Who is the enemy? The enemy is called the wicked one. And his temptations are called fiery darts. Fiery darts. Doesn't sound too good, does it? But faith is the shield that quenches the fiery darts and causes them to be ineffective. Above all, take the shield of faith. Man, I just love what the Word of God says as He just encourages us. Come on, let's get into the Word of God. Let's kind of see what God has for us in Jesus' name. Interesting to note what the shields were made of. When Paul was looking at this Roman shield, what was it made of? Interesting, it was made of wood. A layer of wood, layer of cloth, layer of wood, layer of cloth. On the outside of it, many times it was just the skin of an animal, leather. But the only problem is what they had in the early days with these shields, even though they were large, even though they had the boss at the front of it, if a fiery dart or an arrow hit it, the shield would burst into flames because of the wood and because of the cloth. And then the soldier would retreat out of stress and anxiety, and he'd be shot in the back, and it was kind of a bit of a challenge for their warfare. So it had wood, cloth, then it had a brass ridge around it holding it together. But they learnt this. Because it was made of wood, because it was made of cloth, what they learnt is before they went to battle, they'd soak it in water. probably a little bit heavier, but still able to handle it. And they go out in battle, and a fiery dart hit it, it would extinguish. What is water symbolic of? Water is symbolic of the Word of God. If you want to take up the shield of faith, if you want your faith to grow, soak yourself in the Word of God. I want to encourage us as a church, if you hear nothing else today, get into the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You get the Word of God within your life, I want to tell you, the shield of faith automatically comes up, because the shield is symbolic of our faith in Jesus Christ. Faith that comes through His Word. Faith that comes through God just feeding us on the inside. And you might say, sometimes you're reading the Word and you don't understand it. I want to tell you, that may be true. It is true for me sometimes, but there's something happening in my spirit that comes through me feeding upon the Word of God. We all can do it. Let me ask this question: what kind of darts are coming your way? Young people, each one of us, what kind of darts are coming your way? He implants the thoughts. And the thought is that if we keep putting our mind on it, it'll weaken our stance with God. So what are the thoughts? I want to tell you some of the darts that come your way. And number one is doubts. We begin to question ourselves. Doubts. You know, God's dropped something in your heart regarding your future, or something, you know, regarding your marriage, your relationship, your work, your finance, your walk with God, the church. And doubts begin to come. Can that really happen? And I want to say this. Probably we all deal with doubts. Some may be better positioned because of your experience of life and because of your age and all those kinds of stuff. But everyone deals with doubts. But what we've got to learn to do, you've got to learn to doubt the doubts and believe God. And that's preach as well. And it's a process that we need to outwork within our life. But He gives you doubts where we question ourselves about our salvation, about our strength, about our call, about what we're doing. And He puts doubts, and it's a dart that comes. What's the other one? Discouragement. Satan will say, you're finished. You're not going to get any further. Your life won't change. Don't even try. And discouragement comes to all of us. And may I suggest today, there's nothing wrong with being discouraged, because we all do get discouraged in life. Where the sin happens and where the enemy gets advantage of us is when God's trying to encourage us, when people are trying to encourage us, and we don't want to accept it. And I've been there in my life. I want to have a self-pity party. I don't want to be encouraged. And I think some of us have been there. Some of us are there now. But I want to encourage you, begin to rise up, receive the encouragement, not the flattery of people, you know the difference, but the encouragement of people, and the encouragement that comes from the Word of God. Because discouragement is a fiery dart of the enemy trying to take you out. But put up the shield of faith. I want to tell you something about the shield of faith. It's very positive. It's not negative. It's very positive. Not filled with empty positive, but filled with the substance of faith that comes from God. What's another dart that the enemy puts? Delays. You ask yourself, why is it taking so long? Oh, man. I'm believing. You know, some single people here, you're getting a little bit old and you just think, man, I've been leaving God for a partner and it's just taking so long. I haven't got all the answers to that, but just make yourself a marriageable type and keep believing. Don't get too hungry, you know, all that kind of stuff. But discouragement financially. The promises of God. Because when God drops a word of faith within your heart regarding your marriage, your children, or some endeavor, We think it's now, because faith is now. It's reality now. Why isn't it happening? But there's a process that needs to happen for that to be outworked within our life. Our faith is tested. Who loves tests? Not me. Who loves trials? Not me. But you've got to learn to embrace them. Not embrace the trial as it, I'm going to make it my friend and it's going to be there forever. But acknowledge it as part of the process. Don't get your mind on the trial. Don't get your mind on the problem. Keep your mind on Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on the faith that comes through Jesus. Take your eye off the clock. Keep up to date with God's doing your life. Stay teachable and those kind of things. And God will have you at the right place at the right time. But delays can be a fiery dart. Difficulties. Why is it so hard? Why is my marriage so hard? Why is it so hard to get a job? Why is it so hard to get ahead financially? Difficulties can be financial. Sorry, difficulties can be fiery darts. But church, be aware of the schemes of the enemy. Depression. All these things can come regularly to our life, trying to create uncertainty within our life. But Paul gives us the answer. At all times, carry faith as a shield. For with it you'll be able to put out the burning arrows shot by the evil one. If you leave here with nothing else today, I want to encourage you, leave with this thought, that God has given you faith. We stand in truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Man, we're in the Word and we got faith in Jesus' name. If you haven't got faith today, if you feel like you've been knocked around and dented by the enemy, I believe the Holy Spirit today will cause you to stand upright. Put that faith within your heart. Put it in your hand again. And we can leave this place today. Or you may be looking on social media. We can know today that Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. He'll give you faith. He'll give you enduring faith. He'll give you persistent faith. Even though it may be tried, even though it may be tested, you'll come out the other side victorious and stronger, because greater is He that's within you than he that is in the world, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. And everybody said, amen. Come on, let's stand for a few moments. The faith that comes through Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.